Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Cause you're the one I want, you're the one I need, baby. If I was a king, you would be my queen. You're the rock in my road, you're good for my soul, it's true. I'm head over moon.
Hello, this is Susie.
Oh, hi, Susie. This is Brandon with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, so we were actually in contact a while back. It looks as though January, and we talked for a little bit, and you said, you know, you had problems with cash flow at that time, and you had a big project coming up that was going to cost $60,000, and you were just still trying to take care of payroll with some smaller projects. And, you know, during this time of the year, I just like to... We definitely like to check up with people that we've talked to in the past, because this is a hard time for a lot of businesses, especially the last quarter. But I just wanted to check in and see how you're doing out there.
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, you're hanging in there right now?
I'm hanging in there.
I mean, are you looking on to bring any capital or equipment financing? Because, like, it's...
I don't
want to
borrow any more money.
I definitely understand. It's just... It's just usually good right now, especially during this time of the year, to bring on some extra cash in order to be able to get some projects done to increase output the next few months. Because, you know, do you currently have a banking relationship, or are you paying out of pocket right now?
I pay a lot of stuff out of pocket. I do have good banking relationships.
Oh no, that's good and everything. It's just seems as though, like, when you say hanging in there, is that more of a, you're kind of worried about what's going to happen in the next month, or
I'm just kind of, you know, struggling along. I'm keeping my head above water.
Oh no, I know what you mean. It's just that's kind of a scary metaphor, because you got to keep swimming to stay above water. But I don't know if there's anything we can do for you in order for you to feel more comfortable with the business right now. I know borrowing money it doesn't seem like it's the best option usually,
but I mean, I don't know what y'all are offering, but I don't like the people that I've talked to. I don't like their payback terms, like 6 to 8 months, short-term loans, some large dollar amount for some short-term loan. It's unrealistic for me.
Oh, is that something that we addressed before?
I don't know if we addressed it to somebody else, but I talked to somebody about it. It just wasn't a good fit for me.
Oh, no, I see what you mean. I mean, we're able to free up... a bunch of unsecured cash based on your gross annual sales. So it's usually 10 to 15% of what you make the previous fiscal year. You know, we definitely be able to get you, like, more details and everything once you fill out, like, an application, and we're able to see what you've been bringing in the past year. So we make sure that we have the right interest rate and everything for you specifically based on your sales. So, I mean, we do have programs like that to help you. I mean, how would you rate your credit right now?
Oh, credit's good.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Is it, like, good, bad, or somewhere in the middle? Probably pretty good, right?
The only issue with credit is that I have a lot of it, and a lot of stuff is in my personal name for the business, you know, so it's might look like I have a higher debt-to-income ratio, unless you count the business income.
Yeah, so you're highly leveraged right now?
I have a higher debt-to-income ratio because of the stuff that's financed personally for the business.
No, that, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, I hear you there, I hear you there. I know it might not be the best time in your mind to bring on something else, but... the businesses that I've been talking to the past few weeks, they have wanted to bring on something going into the last quarter, because around December and November it starts to get really slow, and they want to, you know, kickstart what they have before the new year starts. And when you say you're hanging in there, that's just kind of worrisome for me to hear, because it's basically means that you're kind of going month to month and everything off highly leveraged accounts right now. And if you weren't highly leveraged and you weren't paying too much out of pocket, I mean, what exactly would you be looking at? Would you be looking at capital or equipment?
Probably some consolidation of debt.
Consolidation of debt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Just to comfort things up, you know?
No, definitely, definitely. Yeah, that's definitely one of the best things to get out of as soon as possible. I mean, if you do get out of the amount of debt that you're in right now, would you be able to bring on anything else to kickstart your business before the end of the year?
You mean a piece of equipment?
Oh, maybe some equipment. How much? I mean, I'm just like getting some logistics here. I just don't know, like what piece of equipment or how much of it would you need?
I've bought about all the equipment this year I want to buy.
You've already bought all the equipment?
Yeah, I've bought everything. The reason I got debt, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely see what you mean. I mean, is it still pretty operational? It's not deteriorating just yet?
Oh, no. No, we're good.
Oh, you're good right now? So you have all the equipment you need. Do you have any unsecured cash loans that you're currently taking out with anyone else, and that's why you're kind of hesitant on bringing anything more in?
No, I have some unsecured... well, maybe they're not unsecured, but... I have some, I don't know. I mean, I have some debt that I need to clean up.
No, I definitely understand. I mean, we do offer unsecured cash here, so you don't have to put up anything crazy like your house, your dog, or anything out of the ordinary that might not suit your best interest. But I'll definitely stay in touch with you just to see.
What's the repayment term on something like that?
Oh, well, we'd be able to tell you once we see an application filled out and you're, what is it, I believe
well,
you're
well,
6 months.
Well, I don't want to waste my time if you're going to come back and say, you know, I'll borrow $30,000 and you said you back in 6 months or 18 months or something like
oh, no,
that.
Oh, no. We are able to fill out and get everything done within 24 hours and get you an answer fast. It's
no,
just we have,
I'm
we
saying
have to
the repayment terms would be something ridiculous like that. I mean, I don't even want to entertain this. Time it takes to do an application.
Oh no, the repayment terms are pretty good. It actually, I believe it's 8 months usually.
8 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Not interested right now? Well,
yeah.
That's just like off the top of my head. But once you do fill out an application or something, we will be able to get you actual terms and actual. Time and an actual time frame on everything because it all depends on how the company is doing currently and you know what, I completely understand that you don't want to bring on anything right now from the amount that you have to currently pay back, but
and obligating to something like that is just not feasible.
No, it's definitely not feasible. I mean, when would be a good time to circle back just to check in and see how it's going? Because would it usually be like next month, you think?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, just gather everything together, figure everything out that you need to get done, and I hope that you can pay off everything that's going on currently. But going into the last quarter and everything, I would recommend bringing out something, but I completely understand if the repayment terms are a little too strenuous right now, but... I'll definitely be able to get you an answer on that next time we talk,
okay.
Just to make sure that all the info is correct and I'm able to see everything
okay.
that you guys have. But, I'll just...
I don't want to cut you short, but I'm on a piece of equipment. The guys are standing here looking at me waiting on me, so let me...
You got it.
Get off of here.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you. I'll call you back in a month.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.